Some of the most drastic cuts presented to the board last week, dropping sports for middle schoolers, buses for high schoolers, and trimming one period from the school day, are off the table now that a miscommunication with the governor's office has been cleared up. District Treasurer Penny Rucker says it was discovered that the state's account of the funding coming to Columbus under the governor's proposed budget omitted $25 million currently allotted to the district for transportation and technical training. Although the correction takes some pressure off the district, she warns that history shows proposed state budgets are often significantly slimmed down by passage.
Governor Strickland's formula, I think we were going to get an additional $14 million increase, but then after the legislative process, it was significantly less than that we received. It was more around $3 million increase, $4 million increase 1 year, and it was a little over $1 million the second year of the biennium.
Superintendent Jean Harris is still recommending the board approve $15 million of cuts to ensure the district can get through the 2013-2014 school year without interruption. But she started last night's board meeting by outlining some of the things that will not be cut. Harris says the district is not cutting the arts program, but savings are possible through consolidation. And she says the gifted and talented students program is not being cut, but it will be trimmed.
The reductions that we are recommended are non-classroom support areas. None of the gifted and talented members that we're proposing to be reduced work day-to-day with students. They do provide support to teachers. They do provide support to parents. They do provide support. But we're going to have to reallocate those duties to someplace else.
The options taken off the table will protect 103 teaching positions, but about 200 positions could still be cut. The Columbus Schools Employees Association's Lois Carson says the jobs at risk come disproportionately from her union.
We're slated to lose 95.5 target teach instructional assistants, 24 ESL instructional assistant, 10 secretaries, 2 head custodians, 25 custodians 2, elimination of custodial substitutes, 3 mechanics, 1 park clerk, 3 truck drivers, and 16 positions in the skilled trades. I know the public says education first, teachers first, administrators first, but we too make a difference in the education. But every time this district wants to cut, they cut us first.
Not all of the positions on the block come from the union. Although the superintendent has resisted making cuts in the central office, she put some of those administrative positions on the table last night, a reduction she sees as substantial.
We're pretty lean when you consider we are the largest school district in the state. And we are proposing a total, with the addition of the central office administrators, a total of 11 positions, 10% of that 100 administrators.
Former school board member Stephanie Gross was one of several people at the meeting who challenged the board to dig deeper before making decisions.
To the best of my knowledge, none of you has reviewed a departmental budget for this district. You have hundreds of supervisors, managers, directors, coordinators, other professional, educational, and teachers on special assignment, many of which are not classified as administrators, but instead as teachers, although they never stand before a child and teach. I fear that your blind trust of the administration has the unfortunate consequence of turning you into a ceremonial rather than a governing body.
Proposed cuts that remain on the table include cutting about 200 positions, eliminating some COTA bus passes, consolidating Dana Elementary with Starling Middle School and Clearbrook Middle with Alumcrest, and further reducing services to unused facilities. No action was taken last night, but the superintendent urged the board to make decisions quickly so she has time to give staff the required notice. A vote on the proposed budget cuts could come as quickly as next week. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.